Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, April 28th. A recent Colorado College poll found 83% of Coloradans support the BLM's efforts to limit natural gas waste. Eric Galatis has this story.
Colorado's agricultural community, representing hundreds of farmers, ranchers, winemakers, brewers, and restaurants, is sending a letter urging U.S. Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett to uphold the Bureau of Land Management's rules limiting natural gas waste on public lands. Monica Wheatonen operates a farm and bakery on the western slope. She points out nearly $330 million worth of natural gas is lost each year and says the state can't collect royalties to help pay for roads and schools if the gas isn't brought to market.
Just like on a farm, you don't waste resources. There's no reason they should be allowed to waste resources, and particularly the American taxpayers' resources.
In February, the U.S. House voted to roll back rules directing operators to capture gas lost through leaks, venting, and flaring. Industry leaders argue the rules would slow production and add red tape. The U.S. Senate could vote to reverse the rules as early as this week. Senator Bennett opposes rolling them back, and Senator Gardner has yet to say where he stands on the issue. Working with industry, in 2014, Colorado passed measures similar to the BLM's to prevent methane pollution, which is 85 times more powerful at trapping heat in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. Wheatonen notes food producers across the U.S. depend on clean air, soil, and water, and says federal rules are necessary to ensure that oil and gas companies mitigate waste.
As a farmer, clean air and a healthy environment are important. There's no reason oil and gas companies shouldn't be held to a high standard to preserve the resource, not just let it vent to the atmosphere.
At least 19 Colorado mayors have joined the effort to convince lawmakers to keep the rules in place. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The idea of raising the sales tax to pay for statewide transportation improvements divided lawmakers at the State House, where a bill ultimately failed during the current session. While lawmakers couldn't reach agreement on a transportation bill, residents from around the state are also divided about a possible tax increase. Bensa Berkland talked to several voters to get their opinion.
Colorado's Senate president was one of the most important advocates for increasing taxes to fund transportation. That was significant. He's a Republican. But he couldn't stop members of his own party from defeating House Bill 1242. The bill aimed to ask voters if they'd support a half-cent sales tax increase for roads and infrastructure and transit. While there's some blaming going on at the Capitol, we asked ordinary voters for their take on transportation and the idea of a tax increase. People like Pamela Barker of Fort Collins. She says traffic is a challenge. She prefers to bike around town. But
my mother lives in Colorado Springs, and I've been driving down to see her over the last 20 years that we've lived here. And, you know, it used to take a reliable 2 hours and 15 minutes. And now it can be anywhere between 3 to 4 hours.
Barker says she's fine with the sales tax increase. So is author Dolores Kimball from Colorado Springs. She also rides her bike around town, but says even that is becoming problematic.
If you think it's bad on a car, you ought to ride on some of these roads on a bike. You take your life in your hands. We used to be able to ride around looking at the scenery. Now you don't dare take your eyes off the pavement because there's so many ruts and holes and ditches.
Kimball does say she wants to make sure any tax hike would be transparent and the money would go where it's supposed to.
It can't be shuffled off into other projects.
Others told us they want more specifics on how the money would be spent. Ron Terry is a part-time paramedic living in Westcliff. He says he knows firsthand how bad some of the roads are.
We're oftentimes driving large ambulances on some of the roads that are so difficult to get to that we often have to call on other support to help get our patients back to the highway.
He says he would back a tax increase as long as his rural region is included.
If I could see some value to some of the rural counties in Colorado, my concern is that a lot of times the revenues end up in the larger metropolitan areas, and I don't see that benefiting some of the areas where most of our roads are.
He's not the only person in rural Colorado wary of how a transportation fix might play out. Some say they're used to feeling forgotten.
And it's a bummer, especially for a business owner, for me. But I feel like it's kind of overlooked compared to Durango or Telluride or Rico. I feel like our community has so much more to offer.
That's Breezy Obletz. She owns the Main Street Emporium in downtown Cortez. It's a gift shop and salon. She says she'd like more paving and better transit and would pay for it. She says there's no bus service and very few taxis.
I've flown into Cortez before, and I've had to depend on family and friends because there wasn't any available transportation even from there. And I think that's a problem trying to bring in and grow our community and bring tourists in.
Not surprisingly, the biggest dividing line in supporting a future tax increase seems to be whether people think the transportation system is working well or not. David Sherrod works for a car company in Cortez and thinks people are already overtaxed.
Why would the American people want to pay more? Already we're hurting to get jobs, hurting to pay bills, hurting to pay rent, hurting to support our kids. You know, it seems like it's not a lot, half a cent. But after, you know, 6 months of paying half a cent, what does it go up to? You know what I mean? Half a cent accumulates.
Just missed the light rail. I was a little mad about that, but I guess it's my own fault. 2 days in a row, like, I was here on the minute and it was gone. But, I mean, I'm lucky to have it. Otherwise, I'd have to be paying $20 a day.
29-year-old waitress Amanda Gagnon is also skeptical of a tax increase. She lives in suburban Lakewood and commutes on the light rail to downtown Denver. She just moved back to Colorado after spending 3 years living in Massachusetts and Southern California.
Transportation here is insanely better. So for them to want more money is ridiculous. It's really outrageous, like, how amazing the transportation has gotten, in my opinion.
Supporters of the tax increase thought a unified transportation ballot measure coming from the legislature would have had the best chance of passing. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham of Canyon City now worries that several measures addressing transportation could wind up on the ballot this fall.
Everybody's going to pick their favorite one, and then everybody's going to lose by a margin of 2-1.
There's also a concern that the metro areas may come up with a solution, but rural parts of the state will be left out or unable to pool together in the same way to find answers.
Bottom line is, can we fix transportation? And if we're unable and incapable of doing it here, yeah, we'll have to deal with that with our constituents. That's not a pleasant conversation. It never is.
I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is sending its annual reminder, asking Colorado residents and visitors to be bear aware. In early spring, bears can usually find sources of natural food as wild plants begin to grow. Bears prefer natural sources of food, but if food becomes scarce, some bears will go to residential areas looking for a meal. But now's the time to start thinking about how you can be bear aware. By taking some simple precautions, you can avoid conflicts with bears at your home and in your neighborhood. For tips that will help you be bear aware, go to the Living with Wildlife section on the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website, cpw.state.co.us. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.